A team of about a dozen Navy employees and contractors are visiting a handful of coastal Alaska cities, presenting a draft environmental impact statement for proposed Gulf of Alaska naval maneuvers. Depending on the alternative selected by the Navy, those maneuvers could involve use of high-powered sonar used in anti-submarine warfare and even the sinking of derelict ships using artillery, missiles, or torpedoes. Alex Stone of the Navy's Pacific Fleet is project manager for the Gulf of Alaska EIS. He says a major part of the study was analyzing the potential effects of the high-powered sonar on marine mammals that live and migrate through the Gulf. He said the draft outlines how the Navy will try to protect marine mammals during maneuvers.
Those involve things like having lookouts up there constantly looking for marine mammals. Anytime there's a marine mammal within safety zones, we power down our sonar or even totally shut it off if a marine mammal is very close to the ship where they really could be impacted in a harmful way by the sonar. We shut down the sonar. And that's just a couple examples. We have a whole suite of measures that we think really minimize the potential for impacts.
The Navy will be holding an open house this evening in Anchorage at the Fairview Recreation Center and will be in Homer tomorrow. Monday, they'll visit Juneau, followed by Cordova on Tuesday.